And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
It's my ringtone for these guys.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. And if you're recognizing that voice, you heard it right. We've got Chaz joining us from Schmoe's Brewery. We're live and local down in Utica today.
Utica?
Well, we drove through there. How about Ypsilanti there, Joe? Right. Well, we're there, too.
Yeah. You're about as bad as Joe Biden. Did anybody ever tell you that?
We are live and local in Ypsilanti at the Summer Beer Fest. We're celebrating that at the Corner Brewery, and maybe I ought to let Bob talk now.
Stand up, Chuck.
We're celebrating early.
Yeah, well, Jobs, always early to the game. Welcome to the Grillin' Guys on WBBL 107.3, broadcasting out of a giant tower in Greenville, Michigan, and that signal goes all over the place, and it doesn't quite make it down to Ipsy, though, Chaz, but we're glad you found us anyway.
Hey, I was on the using the app, the BBL app, to listen in my truck. I've got that hooked up so that wherever I am in the state, attending a lot of the great Michigan beer fests, drinking great Michigan beer, I run into Matt and Renee all over the place with it, and we just have a riot out there. But I can tune you guys in while I'm driving to beer fests.
I feel sorry for you.
Oh, I got to keep an eye on you guys.
Right? Yeah, especially Jop. Just so I know what town he's in.
Yeah, we'll get him a map.
I have a peripheral vision.
Yes, well, good for you. Yeah. So we are at the Corner Brewery in Ypsilanti. And Ypsilanti, if you've never been here, it's cool because it's hard to spell, right?
Yeah.
Most people can't. But no, it's just an eclectic little artsy town. It's not quite like Royal Oak, but it's unique on its own. It's a twin sister to Ann Arbor. So, you know, if you couldn't find a house in Ann Arbor, you move to Ypsilanti if you want to be cool.
Right. Bob, you had another little Michigan adventure this last week, didn't you? You were spent some time in just north of Grand Rapids.
Yes.
At St. Ives.
That's
Let's talk
right.
a little bit about that.
Maureen and Olivia and I were up at the Inn at St. Ives, which is a little hotel there at the golf resort of St. Ives and Tullymore, which is, they kind of straddle Canadian Lakes.
Right.
And Canadian Lakes is just south of Big Rapids. It's a wonderful development. I actually used to know the old guy that developed that place, Don Bowman. He was awesome. Former baseball player, got this idea. He dammed up a creek and he bought hundreds of acres and he flooded it, and now you got Canadian Lakes. And it's turned into just the most beautiful area. You stumble on it because there's no easy roads to get there. Well, St. Ives is to the north of it, and this course is so stinking gorgeous. Matter of fact, the fairways were almost too nice. I was afraid to hit off them because I knew I'd be digging them up.
So you were purposefully hitting your ball into the rough so you didn't have to dig up the fairway. Is that the story?
You're a genius. You're
a
genius.
Story.
You are
that's
absolute
where that's going.
Genius. Yes.
Yeah.
So I specifically stayed off on the side.
There's more room over there anyway, right?
Both sides.
Game's more challenging when you got to hit around a tree. If you're just in that short grass,
that's easy.
You just stand at every tee, though, and you look out at that hole, and it's breathtaking. Deer were walking around.
Yeah.
It's like
great.
Maureen loved it too. But the Inn at St. Ives, very cool. Great clubhouse. Excellent beer. They got Michigan microbrews on tap there. But I strongly suggest we didn't play Tullymore. St. Ives kicked our butts.
Right.
Tullymore's tougher yet, but still gorgeous. We went up there. And if you ever want to get up there, they've got packages going on all the time. You can buy these golf packages for much less than what we were paying. I found that out while I was up there. So go online, get the package.
Yep. Great place.
Yeah.
Nice, great Michigan resource, great little getaway.
Well,
within 45 minutes drive of Grand Rapids and you're there.
And 7 miles away is Corey and Shasta's little summer place. So they were up there the same week, so we hung out with them all week. It was, we had too much fun.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Corey rips it. He's hysterical.
Yeah. All good, man.
Yep.
All good.
That's Old World Olive Press folks there.
Yeah. So this afternoon we're going to drink some beer, right?
You know, I'm going to go grill steaks over at Burlier's over in Ferndale, right up the street from Ruffino Valentine.
I'm with you, Chaz. I wouldn't leave you hanging, baby.
Jop and Matt and I, we're going to be down at the Michigan Summer Beer Festival. Now, it's a sold-out event, so...
Yep. Don't bother getting in your car.
I want to tell everybody that these Michigan beer festivals sell out fast. So there's no him and hawing and waiting around and looking at the weather.
Well,
buy your tickets when they go on sale.
Yes. And if you're already on your way, the overflow event is the Corner Brewery in Ypsilanti. They have just put in a $100,000 parking lot, so you can fit you could fit about, I don't know, 100 cars out there probably.
There's They've room got to turn a motor room around.
World-class barbecue here and wonderful burgers. We had some great meals here last night. That burger, you know, that burger we had here last night was phenomenal.
Yeah,
these guys understand food as well as they do beer. So anyway, there's our plug for Matt and Renee.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're in Grand Rapids and staying in Grand Rapids, we got the Taste of Grand Rapids going on over there in John Ball Park, and our barbecue team is over there competing.
Chaz has a barbecue team.
Well, you do too.
What's it called?
Schmoes and the Grilling Guys are sponsoring the Rub Daddies.
Oh, yes. And that would be Todd from Zager's.
And Chef Dewey. And they got a couple other guys helping out since we're down here working.
I hope they do well.
Oh, I hope they're. I hope they just collect all the medals.
I wanted to do the show from there, but Clear Channel wouldn't let us.
No.
Yeah, but if you're a grilling guy and you don't have anything to do, it is kind of fun to go down to that Taste of Grand Rapids. It's over at John Ball Park, right, Chaz?
Yeah, John Ball Park.
And you just go over there. There's a lot of grilling teams. It's a competition. Go over there. You might pick up a tip or two. You get a chance to taste some great barbecue, whether it's our radio station or somebody else's. It's a grilling guy thing to do. Get out there, check it out. It's right in Grand Rapids, and I think tickets are cheap, tasting tickets, and get over there and give it a run, because it's a great day just to be outside and take your family over there and try some barbecue.
Well, we've been using Todd's Big Goodwin smoker, and you know that fish that we had last night? That was off the Goodwin.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just in love with that thing over there, and you guys haven't seen a Goodwin at work with smoke rolling out of every little pore on that thing? You guys got to go see that thing. It is awesome.
Yeah, he's got a chuck wagon just like mine.
Oh, yeah.
That was I've been great investment for him. Yeah, you don't need to buy one now.
No, I got
Stay
a trailer
friends
hitch.
With Todd.
Yeah.
You got a trailer hitch. I bet you do. So what else is coming up here, Jop?
Well, coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk with a guy that his name is Sean Cool, a legit story, man. He started a business called the Red Rocks down here in Ypsilanti, a barbecue joint. As we've been sitting here at the Corner Brewery, they wheeled in tray after tray after tray of barbecue.
I can smell it.
Yeah.
He named his son How.
Yeah, yeah, I know he did. Yeah, it's Howard, but he goes by How, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
How cool, man. But anyway, we're going to be trying some of that barbecue. We'll break that down for you. We're going to talk a little bit about a Southern Pride and an installation that went in at the Grist Mill this week. You aren't going to believe the barbecue investment that they've made right there in Cannonsburg. So you got to get out there and try some of that. They're going to be doing barbecue out there every day, and we'll break that down too. But you're listening to the Grilling Guys. We are live at the Corner Brewery in Ypsilanti, not Utica. And Bob says, what, Bob?
Don't forget to check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys and hit our website, thegrillingguys.com. It's a blog. You can comment on it. You can use it for a resource. There's links to all of our great sponsors like Schmoes and like Zager's and The Good One and Tech. So we'll be back.
And I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.